This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I recap our visits to Aurora for Two Brothers, Mayfest in Lincoln Square, and then coming up this weekend, we got the Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, and so much more. So let's get into this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
You call me mid sip. Oh my god! What's up, Brad? I'm Nick White.
Ooh. Chicago Beer Week is behind us.
Yes.
Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Yes.
I guess it's still really beer week because, you know, Goose Island's involved and other players are here. So
glad you mentioned Goose Island. They got a thing coming up this week. We got to talk about it later on in the show. I totally forgot about that. Good call.
But if this is your first time listening to the podcast or watching it, we got the YouTube version. What we do here is we drink beer and we talk about drinking beer. We stick to Chicago-focused, Chicago-themed here. Sometimes we dabble into the suburbs or edges of Indiana and Michigan at times. But we always kick things off by drinking a local beer. And this week we have the Around the Bend, their IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Villainous.
Oh, Villainous, yeah.
Yeah.
Around the Bend, they used to brew at Ale Syndicate.
Rest in peace, Ale Syndicate. You know? Logan Square was stacking up on the breweries, man. I think I counted like five at one point. Ale Syndicate was part of the five. Yeah, I don't believe Ale Syndicate had a canning line, though, so these guys have clearly like resurfaced somewhere else.
Yeah, I think they had already been making plans to leave Ale Syndicate's, I don't know, umbrella or arm. I don't know. Just like their space.
Yeah, alternating proprietorship, alt prop.
Yeah, so they had already been making plans before that, so when the debacle happened, they were not hit by it because they had already recently moved. They just kind of got their like start out of that space.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going with the, which every brewery is doing from coast to coast. It seems like every region has a brewery that's just doing the sticker, the waterproof sticker on the can.
Right.
No, the sleeves are slowly fading away, right?
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the sleeves because you get like a weird crinkling kind of thing with your can and it doesn't feel as hearty, but I guess you should pour it out anyway, so who cares? Then you're not using the can. But
yeah,
this just has the sticker on it. It's probably way cheaper because you can just print these out probably yourself too on your own printer if you need it to.
Oh yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
Waterproof's nice. Yeah. This uses a British yeast strain.
The sticker does?
No, not the sticker. The Villainous IPA.
All right. Coming in at 6.3, it's pretty tasty. Not to like discredit Around the Bend. I think I've only had them like once, but I didn't really know what to expect here. So I'm glad I'm digging this.
Yeah, I'm on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very fruity too. But yeah, we should dive into this coming week. I know we probably took it a little easier coming off of Chicago Craft Beer Week, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You want to kick things off? What'd you make it to?
Let's see. What do we do? Let's start in beautiful Aurora, Illinois.
Okay.
Home to Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Yes.
And home to Two Brothers.
Right. One of their locations.
Yeah, one of their many locations. This was the 9th annual Two Brothers Fest. Dos Bros, man. So they have the Roundhouse out in Aurora.
Yeah.
And this place is River Edge Park. So it's kind of like an outdoor music pavilion, right? So this was a, you know, this is the Hop Juice, the old Hop Juice Festival. Now it's called
Hop-Centric.
Now it's called Hop-Centric, and this is their second year at River Edge. So it was last year, 2 years ago, it was at the in the parking lot at the Roundhouse. So they've upgraded a little bit. It used to be one day, now it's the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was a good time. So it was a combination of, like, you know, special projects along with the pinball and a space that sits along the Fox
River. With pinball?
Yeah, they had like an old little pinball arcade there. Yeah. So, once you get there, It all kind of fell into place. It was actually pretty good. I thought the star of the show was easily this these rotating special projects, man. So you forget. I mean, so it's kind of like it's basically a Two Brothers festival. It's like a celebration of all their beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got down with first beers I got were there's an Edelweiss wheat wine, and then there was a barrel aged Edelweiss wine.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Barley wine.
That sounds pretty good.
Those are both.
It was good.
Those were fantastic. The wheat wine might have been my favorite. Oh. They had a lot of sours. Some of the sours were hit and miss for me. Some of them didn't do much for me. But they got one this phenomenon, you know. And it's just a 5%, you know, blonde sour ale that's food raised.
Yeah.
And who am I to say that, you know, this blonde ale is the best beer I had that day? But there were so many moves and turns. It was creamy. It was really low on that vinegar aspect that can overpower sours. Yeah. You know, it had a lot going on for just a 5% sour, you know, just golden sour. So that sounds kind of weird for me to say.
Yeah, well, I always have like a weird feeling about Two Brothers sours. Like some of them I really like, and then sometimes I'm like, that was just not good, or like that wasn't for me. So it almost seems like they don't have that perfect yet.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the picks, and it was like Hoodwinked. There was a... there's like a barrel-aged whiskey porter.
Oh, Hoodwink's good. Yeah, I like that Hoodwink beer.
Was nice. That's the dark sour. It was nice. But like you said, some of them up and down. So like, for example, they had a, apparently there's a black version of Hopcentric. It's like Hopcentric Black IPA.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From like 4 years ago. Like, you know, then they're just like, yeah, here it is. It's like 2012 Black IPA.
And they just still have it? So
right. You know what I mean?
But, I'm like, so it's all... there's no hops in it.
It's just kind of like, kind of roasty, kind of like, you know, a little bit, tastes like ash a little, you know? Not, you know.
Not ash. Not ass.
It's not ash. Ash. It tastes a little ashy.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, to your point, you know, some of the beers were great. It went up and down. It wasn't just across the board awesomeness.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But then they had bands and there was like other... I don't know. It was an event, right? So there's a lot of stuff happening.
The way the party was laid out, man, it kind of felt like you were a miniature version of the Great Taste in the Midwest. That kind of feel, where the weather's perfect, you got the grassy knolls, you know, you got a lot of space to party, big, huge wooden lawn chairs for you to chill, and just beer everywhere, and even a pinball arcade with like old school Batman, like the Adam West Batman.
Nice, okay.
And even like Walking Dead. That kind of stuff. Good party. Really, really nice venue, too. So, okay. Yeah. So, cheers to those guys, man. I had a good time out there.
Oh. And it was, like, all weekend, right? It wasn't just one day, but you were just there for one day.
I was just there for the one day. I tried to get out the first day.
Okay.
But it's in Aurora, man. You know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know? Yeah. Still one of my favorite logos is the Hop Juice logo, or the Hopcentric logo.
Yeah, I think you posted it on the Facebook page and the... Instagram account. So
yeah, and there's a ton of pics on those pages if you want to go check out you know, all the special projects, the rotating taps. If you want to see the description on all those, go check out those our outlets. Nice. Our socials.
Yeah, so / Chicago Beer Pass or at Chicago Beer Pass, whatever works.
Yeah,
there
for sure. Good party though. You almost forget that Two Brothers makes sour ales. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of forgot.
So. Yeah, it's not one I pick up very often. Yeah. I don't even see the sour ales in the store. So sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's it too. Maybe just what, only.
Sometimes. I used to. But yeah.
Yeah. So. But when you're out that far, the first thing we're thinking is, all right, cool. We've been drinking Two Brothers for a few hours. Since we're out this way, where else do we go?
Okay.
And Lamont, Illinois is one of the spots that comes up, and Pollyanna is in Lamont.
Okay. Well, Salamoth's right there, too.
Salamoth is right there, too. But we had been to Salamoth. Okay. So we were like, let's go somewhere we haven't been. So we went to Pollyanna, and. Yeah, so it happened to be the Lamont Beer Fest that day.
Okay.
You know, it's like a $10 entry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even know. We got there, the street's blocked off, we can't park there. So it sits in like a strip mall, you know, very small strip mall. And I guess like downtown Lamont. And we're like, well, let's do it. So we're there, and there's bands, and there's like way too many people, and it is hopping, this party. I always wanted to try Pollyanna because I've seen them at Sox Park even before this year, where, you know, there's like 75 local craft beers there this year.
Uh-huh.
Even before that, they were at Sox Park. They've been there for 2-3 years now. So I have never really had their stuff.
Yeah, they've been hanging around for a little while.
So I wanted to check them out.
I've had them at festivals like Beer Under Glass and Hoptacular, things like that.
Okay.
What'd you think?
Let's see. There were five breweries there. Pollyanna, Hop Vine, Five Rabbit, One Trick Pony. Well, actually, I can't count, so that's four. So four breweries there. The Paletta's from Five Rabbit was a safe bet. And then you can go into Pollyanna and try, like, you know, they've got like 20 of their beers on tap. And then in this parking lot, you can only try the one. So I had their IPA. The name's escaping me. 7.3%.
Okay.
Yeah.
With your face, I feel like this around the bend is a better IPA.
Yeah, I would say I would give the nod to this Villainous over that beer.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It just wasn't my jam. It just wasn't for me. You know, you had to overthink it. You know, when you take the sip and you're just like, all right, what else we got?
Yeah.
You know? So we bolted out of there kind of early. I think it's a party where people in Lamont can get excited about it.
Oh, for sure.
And that's, you know, I don't know. That's about the extent of it, I would say. You know?
Okay.
But while we're out there, we checked it out. So
that's what I went. I think it's hard for any of these breweries that if they're having a party, anniversary party like this, and they're not in the city, like getting people out there that maybe aren't from the town, like, that's hard, but it's maybe a celebration for the people there.
I guess. So, yeah, totally. Yeah. So good for them. They had a really good crowd. And Pollyanna last year at JBF, they took a bronze medal for their Oktoberfest.
Okay.
So yeah, they must
be doing something right.
I mean, they got a good groove, man.
Okay.
You know, and this place was completely packed. Mm-hmm. It was great. I love the energy. It didn't feel like I was, you know. And I didn't feel like I was in a remote location.
Okay.
It was hopping. It was a very good vibration.
Nice. You know? Okay.
Good vibration.
Good
man.
Vibration.
Yeah. So that was that. What else did I hit? Oh, I went to Pipeworks versus Three Floyds.
Okay.
At right here in Avondale, man. At Demon's Tap.
Demon's Tap.
So the Donerman. Donerman, you know, the food truck?
Yeah.
They got a bar now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that place. It's actually right across the street.
I thought it was just called the Donor Bar.
No. It's called Demon Tap.
Oh.
That's what the sign says.
Oh, I went there. Where did I go? I went there on last Friday.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just the Donor Bar.
Mm.
No?
It's Demon Tap.
Oh. I had a beer. I had the Jet Stream, the Wheat Ale from Metropolitan, which I didn't know they made.
Really?
A Wheat Ale.
Another Avondale resident, Metropolitan.
Yeah. But anyway...
Yeah.
That wasn't, I was there.
You were there.
And I didn't even know, I thought it was just the.
You know, apparently that's the old Square Bar.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell someone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think there's a Square Bar. Like, I never heard
of that. Yeah, I was there the last time the Blackhawks won it all, I was there that night.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that little section. It's just stumble, I could stumble home. That's.
Uh-huh. So this event.
Yeah, it's a Monday night, Three Floyds Pipeworks takeover.
Oh.
So, you know, I see the Three Floyds rep, Danny. I'm like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? You trying to blow people's minds here? Is Three Floyds Pipeworks? What is this? And she's like, well, you know, there's some synergy there. And then some of the employees from Floyds now work at Pipeworks.
Mm.
Yeah. So Metal Steve in particular. So there's like, you know.
That's his name? Metal Steve?
His name's Metal Steve, man. You know Metal Steve when you see him. There's no one else in the room that could be named Metal Steve more than this guy.
Okay. You
know? Yeah. So Metal Steve from Pipeworks is spinning vinyl. The Three Floyds folks are showing love. They're buying rounds. And so they got this beer, what is it? It's called Unicorn versus Zombie.
Okay.
Oh, but there's two versions. Unicorn versus Zombie, which was made
at Pipeworks.
And then the reverse, Zombie versus Unicorn, which was made at Floyd's.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be their take on a juicy IPA. It's got like rice in it. Rice flour in it. So apparently it's the exact same beer, right, at both locations, but they're completely different, you know. And the Pipeworks guys are saying, you know, on our system's different, and the rice fell out really quick, so it's lighter in body and it's also lighter in color.
Okay.
And I think the ABV is a little different too, even though it's the exact same recipe on two different systems. So
could you have both there?
I had them both there. Yeah.
Did you like one versus the other?
The Floyds definitely had I would say it was a little more nuanced, Floyds one, you know. The Pipeworks one was good. It kind of reminded me of Lizard King when I had the Pipeworks one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had those two, and then I had Mother Dreadnought, which is this wine barrel aged version of Floyd's Dreadnought.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. But dude, this Demon's place, I was really excited for them because it's Monday. And there are no empty seats in this place.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And shout out to those guys, man. They got some really cool Three Floyds artwork all over their space. You should check it out. So, like, Three Floyds has that Chris Berg is the original artist who did, like, it's almost like the it's like the Last Supper, but it's like all the Floyd's characters from the universe, you know, the Alpha King, the Calumet Queen.
And, yeah, I've seen that,
you know,
before.
Behemoth, the one that's behind the bar at Floyd's. So they've got that, but it's like sectioned off into like snippets all throughout the bar. Mm-hmm. And then there's some really cool like ninja stuff and like warrior stuff going on.
You know what they should do? They should blow that up for Dark Lord Day and cut out some of the heads like they do. You know, you go to like theme parks or events and you can like put your head in some.
And then you can be like, you know, you can be Behemoth, you can if
be
you want.
Robert the Bruce and like get like a group of people to get in that shot.
That would be great. Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
I have that picture in my home, man. That's my favorite piece that I got is like the oh shit. Why do I keep talking with my hands? Now I'm fucking with the mic, man. Are we okay here?
Yeah, we're good.
The Last Supper with all the Floyd's characters.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So that was cool, man. Yeah, that was a good party.
Nice.
Yeah. Monday night parties, man. You can't ask for anything.
No, that's crazy, yeah. When I was there Friday for lunch, it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But a wheat ale from Metro. I don't know what's up with this, because that's not their, not their thing.
I feel like they're going to be like, you know, throwing some more curveballs too, because they got the new space, more capacity. You know, maybe they're going to play around a little bit more. Because in the beginning, it was just kind of like, I think their ethos was like, hey, man, everybody's making the same beer. So what am I going to do? Be the 15th log, you know.
The 15th IPA in the city, yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right.
We'll see.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's all I made it to, man.
The only thing I checked out was Mayfest up in Lincoln Square. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the yearly, or I guess every 6 months they kind of do the same thing because they have the Oktoberfest and, or German Fest and Mayfest. They're basically the same thing.
Okay.
You have your Stein, you got like German band playing.
Oh, it's like the spring version of Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
kind of.
But it's I guess it's more the Swedish version than the German version, but same to some degree. Like Chicago people just want to drink outside, so we'll make it whatever.
I just want to drink outside and some cool steins.
So you can get a stein, you can get a big or a little plastic stein cup, and it's like, I don't want to say, I'm gonna say like $13 for a full stein. You can do PBR or Hofbräu, a couple bucks cheaper for the PBR.
Now where was this?
Right like in Lincoln Square, right by the train there.
Okay.
I don't know. There's like a big parking lot.
Yeah, like right off the Brown Line up there, right?
It's like a bus depot where buses park.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The big hall gun range, the big German house up there is like right across the street from there.
They're like a little more in the square, so this wasn't in the square.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's right over there, yeah.
Okay.
So good time, you know, just drinking steins of beer, you know.
Drinking in the street?
Yeah. Whenever you drink big beers outside, you have to drink them fast because they get warm very quickly. And then you're like, well, I want another one, but I still have some here, so you have to finish it real fast. Yeah. It's always, you end up getting drunk very fast at these kind of events.
I hear you.
So that was the only thing I made it to because I had a few too many steins that night.
I love steins, man. I would make some room in my little cabinet for some steins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get rid of some of these tasters. Give me like a proper stein.
Yeah, one of my friends brought his like true stein because they'd fill up your stein.
Oh.
So they like whatever, bring your own vessel. I should have brought like a Viking helmet or something.
Yeah, like the horn, or some of them are like made of pewter and they have like a little lid.
Yeah, his had the lid. Yeah.
And you can like
you gotta have the lid because you gotta keep it closed when you're
singing your prosit and all that jazz, right?
I had some guy, he was like getting his beer and he asked the guy behind, he's like, how do you say cheers in German, and even the guy pouring was like, I don't know, let me ask someone. It's like, it's Prost, man. Like, get with it. Like, what
Come
are you doing?
Man,
this is a German fest going on here.
What's it take to get good volunteers at these things nowadays, man?
You gotta know Prost. You gotta know how to, like, order a beer. You gotta know beer in different languages and cheers in different languages. That's really all. And a bathroom. That's probably, like, your three words you need to know, right?
Maybe a couple other things, but yeah.
That's it.
Right on, man. Yeah, that's on my bucket list to go to Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
So, right on. That's cool.
So that's really the only thing I made it to this past week. Planning to check out Haymarket up in Michigan this weekend.
Oh, the second Haymarket. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They just have Matthias cans getting printed today.
Really?
So yeah.
I love that beer. And cheers to them, man, because apparently the mayor, I saw that you posted this, the mayor has a podcast,
yeah.
And he's just, like, telling these Chicago stories. He's, like, it's his love affair with Chicago, and is apparently the first guest he had on his podcast were the Haymarket crew.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Pete.
No.
But they had a couple of the other guys, you know, it's always
yeah, good. Gemma, Mike Gemma, and Trevor, the mm-hmm. head brewer.
Yeah, always right. great hearing from those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, shouldn't the mayor have better things to do than have a podcast?
I don't know, man.
Like, we have a podcast, so that means we're, like, we could be mayor, right? Is that what I'm, like, kind of gauging from this?
I'm on board with this. If you just want to sit down and, you know.
And he's just trying to put together a beer fest.
He's letting, you know, Friday Night Lights is his focus. This podcast yeah. is his focus. I
like,
mean,
what are you doing, man?
Meanwhile, some of these neighborhoods in our beloved city are going to shit. I mean, we could hang out and do beer stuff and let the city go to shit if that's all the mayor's going to
like
do.
Like, the schools aren't working. These kids don't care about
you know?
Beer.
It's like, hey, let's focus on downtown. Let's focus on beer. And
we're good, right?
And we're good. You know?
The city's like...
Fuck the cops. Let them do or not do whatever they got going on. And just let most of the neighborhoods...
Most
fuck schools. Let's close schools too. Yeah. All right, let me slow down.
The Chicagoans can't. They're like, oh, we like beer and we like drink. And we like rabble. So yeah, Friday Night Lights. Check out that podcast though with the Haymarket guys.
I'm gonna have to give that a listen. Yeah, I like
it. Was
the
pretty good.
Guys.
It was really easy conversation, just like them hanging out.
Right on.
Nothing too deep.
Okay.
So yeah. The kind of brings us into this coming week in the events. We mentioned the Friday Night Lights series that's kind of going on.
Yeah, so it sounds like Pullman and Bridgeport are mm-hmm. the first two. And it's, you know, it's the city, Choose Chicago, which is the marketing arm of the city. They're partnering with breweries to celebrate local beer and do, like, mini festivals all throughout the city on Fridays.
Yeah.
So that's actually kind of cool.
That should be neat, yeah.
Because, you know, you go to places like Portland or Denver. You know, the beer is everywhere in the airport. You know, I got off the plane in Denver, and they're, like, offering you flights of different, you know, Denver beers.
Right.
You know. Yeah, some of the, yeah. So it's different scene in other cities.
Well, Chicago's a much bigger city, too. Like, when I was writing up a thing I put up this past week, I came across that we have, although we don't have more breweries than Portland, our breweries occupy more space. Mm-hmm. Than the breweries in like
more like actual fit, like square footage, like yeah. physical space.
So our breweries are like we don't have as many single breweries, but we have more square footage mm-hmm. than Portland.
Okay,
because we are a bigger city, so that makes sense.
That makes total sense.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, man. Cheers to you, man, on your my esteemed colleague Brad Chmielewski writing a really cool post. You should go check it out. It's entitled. Did you miss Chicago Craft Beer Week? I believe yeah. this was, Kyle. Yeah, it's a good piece. You should go read it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I was like, look at Brad, man.
Yeah, we gotta stir the pot here.
I mean, because yeah, there are some valid concerns, and if those concerns weren't there, there'd be nothing to discuss. So mm-hmm. they kind of needed to be talked about. We talked about that. So, mm-hmm.
but there's events all the time, and so that's kind of what we dive into here, and that's kind of what I touched in a little bit on that. Like every week. Is craft beer week for us. Like I go True. To the same amount of events with a craft beer week or without.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, no, that's true. So like, yeah, instead of focusing on the wheelhouse, like people that are going, you know, the goal should be, hey, let's elevate this. Like we talked about last week, let's elevate this and try to get some more of the novice and more of the casual people that aren't dialed in to come party with us. And mm-hmm. that should be the goal of beer week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially neighborhoods like the South Side.
Yeah, fast. Neighborhoods that we don't necessarily party in all the time.
Yeah.
Should be the focus. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. So coming up this week, recording here on Tuesday, what do we got? What do we got going on this week?
All right, let's do it, man. We'll start at Thursday, Friday Junior in some circles. That's June 8th. Man, it's June already, man. Low Res is opening in Pilsen.
So this is the third Pilsen brewery?
There's Moody Tongue. There's a Lulu that you went to.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I guess low res.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a 6 p.m. start on Thursday. They're opening with 11 beers. They're in a building that's 130 years old. Apparently, they got about 2,000 square feet. They built the bar themselves. My understanding is that they're a couple of Cicerone grads, okay, and this is their first project post Cicerone.
Okay. So, I love the name. Like, I like the name a lot.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, because like working in the video and stuff, like there's like, you know, res or resolution is kind of like a thing. Yeah. So like when you're like low or half res, like it's kind of like, it's neat. So I feel like I'm gonna have to go get a hat. I'm gonna have to like check this place out.
I am curious as well, man. So then you're in luck, man, because they open in like 2 days.
Okay.
Right on. 11 beers. That's a proper opening right
that
there.
That is pretty good, yeah.
All right. So that is Thursday. Friday, the local option is hosting Jolly Pumpkin. So
okay.
Jolly Pumpkin has a series of wild ales that they've come out with. This is a wild ale invasion. So they've got seven sours, wild ales, and saisons going on at noon at local option. Mm-hmm. A bunch of small batch stuff, apparently, that, you know, is not really too accessible.
They recently redesigned all their beer labels.
Oh, Jolly Pumpkin?
Yeah. So they have like a new look that looks a little more modern.
Yeah.
So it looks nice.
Yeah, and then they're also, Jolly Pumpkin is from Dexter, Michigan, wherever that is, but they're opening a brew pub in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Ooh,
yeah,
interesting.
So that ought to be cool. So that is Friday.
Yeah, also Friday, and on the sour front, is Half Acre is releasing their second beer from the Cove,
yeah,
they're calling it.
That Wild Cove thing. I didn't get a chance to try the first one, did you?
No, I didn't, but I might go grab this bottle because we're getting together with some friends over the weekend, mm-hmm, and so maybe it's a good time to like, hey, I got this sour beer. Let's try it.
For sure.
So check that out. That's a bottle release over at the Haymarket.
No, Half Acre.
Half Acre, like tap room store kind of thing.
Oh, Lincoln.
Yeah, on Lincoln.
All right, right on. So that's Friday. Let's slide right into Saturday. Sierra Nevada.
Uh-huh.
Beer Camp Across America. It lands in Chicago this week. It's going to be at Navy Pier. So that festival goes to 8 cities. So they're calling it the largest celebration of craft in the country. Yeah, they're probably right at that point. I mean, Navy Pier, they're the only brewery I know that occupies Navy Pier on that scale. You know?
Okay.
So they're inviting like all these local breweries to come out and pour. It's $75 a ticket. But then they're also donating all the funds to the local Brewers Guild in every city that they hit.
Okay, nice. So that's pretty awesome.
So good for them, man. $75 VIP and a $40 general admission. That's at 3 p.m. on Navy Pier Saturday.
And you've gone there before, right?
Yeah, I went to maybe 2 years ago now.
Yeah, okay.
It was the only time I went to Navy Pier that didn't suck. I hate Navy Pier,
well,
man.
The Mystic Beer Cruise.
Oh, yeah,
come
sorry.
On.
I shouldn't, yeah. I shouldn't.
Kurt's going to hear this and be like, yeah, Nick, that's it.
He's like, you know what, Nick, we're done. Yeah. But, you know, all right, so Navy Pier's fine. Yeah, it's the largest, tourist attraction. It's the biggest tourist attraction in Chicago, in the whole Midwest, actually. It's just so gross getting there, you know? Like, it's, like, really far east, and then, like, all these tourists are always in your way, on your way there.
Yeah.
It's, like, $40 a park there. Like, the whole vibe is just off. But you're right. We have partied pretty good there. I should take that back.
Yeah.
The Kurt was really cool to us. This thing, Sierra Nevada's thing, was really good.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nice indoor-outdoor play because there's like this open air. The Grand Ballroom's like open air kind of.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice venue. I'm surprised people don't party there more. Maybe the price is just really high.
Probably expensive, yeah.
Yeah, so so good for them.
Cool.
Yeah, that is also Saturday.
Nice. Anything else this weekend that people should...
No, I think that's
we
that's all I
got. Nothing else.
Man.
Of course, this.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Goose Island, man. They're doing Migration Week.
Logan Square? No.
Lincoln Square.
Lincoln Square.
Lincoln Square. Next week, so that'll include Bang Bang Pie Shop, where they're gonna have 2014 prop.
Okay.
On tap.
And I think they just released a new Fulton and Wood, like, or Gold Grumpy Man.
Yeah,
just
there's a Fulton Wood going down in this week as well. I think it's like a Cascara, mm-hmm, which is the fruit skin from coffee, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah.
Is that one called Old Grumpy Man?
No, Old Grumpy Man's the IPA.
IPA, okay. Yeah. Too many one-off beers they're coming out with. I can't keep track of.
Yeah. And then has anyone, I don't know if we talked about this, Pitchfork is next month, and usually, you know, 3-Day Music Fest in Chicago, they talk about Are they brewing with?
Who are they brewing with?
I don't know. Because Pitchfork's like a couple blocks from the brewery.
Ken, Honeymeter, what's up?
Honey, money.
Usually, you need to tell us about this. Yeah. What do we got? We don't know yet.
So Dank House is that place that I was talking about for Migration Week up in Logan or Lincoln Square. They're doing a 312 music show there. They're also, we talked about Wayne's World earlier. There's going to be a Goose Island Wayne's World viewing at the Davis Theater.
It all comes
up there.
Full circle.
That's crazy. So, yeah, Davis Theater turns 25 that week. And then, Prop, Old Grumpy Man, and Cooper Project One are going to be at Bang Bang Pie Shop that week. That's all next week starting Tuesday the 13th.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
So, Goose Island. Whew. Doing lifestyle events, man.
Nice.
You know?
Well, we always like to wrap up the show here with some beer news, and there was kind of some interesting things that popped up this week.
Yeah, for sure. We'll start with Emporium Bar Arcade. And there's been a few more bar arcades that came online after Emporium, but Emporium turns 5 this week.
5 years already.
Just like that, 5 years old. So they're going to celebrate with a loaded taco bar from Antique Tacos, which is next door to them.
Yeah.
This will be Sunday. And then they're also doing a pinball tournament.
Okay.
Yeah, like an IDFPA pinball tournament. Sounds like some official international shit going on.
Yeah,
right
you
there.
Can. You know, I'm a international pinball. Like I'm ranked. You can go there, and you can basically, if you pay in the tournament, you'll end up being a ranked pinball person.
Okay. So. Right on. Yeah. I like pinball. My favorite one so far has been the Metallica.
That one's good. Yeah.
I like that one a lot. Yeah. So that's in the news this week. Also, Rate Beer. Which is actually one of my favorite forums / you know, like rating system websites, right? Mm-hmm. They sold a minority share, undisclosed amount of their business to Anheuser-Busch.
Well, they sold to
You're right. XZ Ventures Investments,
which is Anheuser-Busch's venture capitalist fund.
Exactly. Yeah. So they sold a percentage of the company to XZ.
Because I feel like that's probably who knows what kind of.
So yeah, XZ is fully owned by AB. Right. But they didn't sell to Anheuser-Busch. They sold to XZ Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I guess I didn't go to Ray Beer that often. I did like their interface was a little cleaner. They had a little more information sometimes than Beer Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
But Beer Advocate was just the site that always came up first when you would search a beer.
Yeah.
Just the one I kind of knew. So, yeah. But here in Chicago, we had Beer Adam on Twitter.
Yeah.
He would write for
Adam Galvin.
Yeah. So he'd write, and he is usually this guy you see at a bar.
And he was
scribbling notes on his phone about a beer to make sure he gets it updated.
That was the thing I liked about Ray Beer as well over, because there's really just the two.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's Untappd where you can check in the beers. But like, as far as like online beer rating systems, I thought if there's Beer Advocate versus Ray Beer, I thought Ray Beer's descriptions were a lot more thorough.
Okay.
And I always enjoyed that a little bit more than I liked Beer Advocate.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But people are pissed on this.
I mean, it's a clear conflict of interest, you know, if you're in an online forum for consumers to be owned by a producer of it's pretty clear, you know, right. Like it's ridiculous, man.
So yeah, here's the thought is, right, if Anheuser-Busch owns this, they could potentially make sure their beers are ranked better than they necessarily should be. They can adjust those rankings. They can lower rankings on other people, maybe competition. So if you're looking for it, you're like, oh, well, this beer is ranked higher. So information that you used to trust, a site like Rate Beer is now a site that you cannot really trust anymore.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because it looks like the 4.5 million ratings, over 200,000 beers, from 16,000 breweries, mm-hmm. you know. So they're a major player.
Yeah, Sam Calgione at Dogfish Head asked that his beers get taken off.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want them there. So that's kind of, I don't know, I kind of like that. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the Hop Leaf, they put up something today. They're like, hey, you know, Consumer Reports, you know, what if it were owned by a particular car company, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It doesn't make sense that, you know, It's it's not. It's ridiculous. Sorry.
Yeah, and I get that. I'm sure it's expensive to run the website like that on that scale. That's, you know, you have two options. So that website was probably hit, and the server costs were expensive. So.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with money. So who are we to just like really boo-hoo it? But at the same time, it's kind of unfortunate too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
So, yeah, I guess if you're out there looking at rate beer or looking for ratings on a beer, yeah, you might want to check both places now, or or not check rate beer if you're kind of unsure.
I mean, yeah, it kind of pains you to say that, but I mean, how can you trust what they're doing if they're, and then they're not really saying like, and apparently this happened back in October.
Okay.
You know,
and
so
the news just came
and
out.
And the news just came out. So, you know, there's very little transparency with who these guys are, and they're rating your beers, and you know, how are you to trust them?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so enough of that rubbish, man. This typical AB fuckery, it seems like. You know, AB does a good job of keeping their name in the news, man. I got to give them that, right? Because we talk about AB like maybe every other show on some level,
we
right?
We talked about Goose Island earlier.
Yeah,
and so
they're on it. They're doing what they do. So
stopping, right. Keeping other breweries out of the news. That's really, they are.
I hope we never lose sight of that, you know? Because I mean, variety is the calling card of craft beer, you know,
right?
Small, multiple choices, right? Yeah.
Sometimes those choices are not good.
That's true. And you know, they're finding their way. Yeah. You know, a lot of our favorite breweries at one point, you know, weren't that great, but at least there was the option to go to one of 40, you know, breweries, you know, mm-hmm. At least there's that option. And if this shit keeps up, those options are going to shrink,
yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And that shit sucked. That that's horrible. So, all right. Oh, Save to the Max, where you and I attended a cool event there. It was a pop-up ode to the TV show. You know, they closed in Chicago.
Okay.
And they are their next stop's going to be Los Angeles.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So
that space is now empty.
That space is now empty.
Something else.
Probably go back to Geek Bar. It was a Geek Bar guys that owned it.
It was. So, yeah.
We'll see what they do next.
Okay.
So
we had this week we had the Save by the Max and the Pipeworks Bar close. We have two empty pop-up spots. Maybe Pipeworks should just open up a pop-up at the Save by the Max place now.
That'd be perfect because it's like two doors down from Peace.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, I think that does it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. We mentioned Instagram, Facebook. We do the Periscope. We have the YouTube. Yeah. There's a lot of places to see and hear what we're doing.
We are out here, Brad.
Yeah.
Out here.
So follow us around those interwebs if you want more drinking fun during the week.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Take care.
Cheers.